Thank you for calling customer support. Zakala speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah. My name is Sandra Nelson. I keep having charges on my debit card from you, and I have never ordered anything.
Okay, ma'am. I can see if you have an account with us. Can I get your zip code?
45449.
And your first and last name? I'm sorry, you said 45449.
Yeah.
And your first and last name?
Sandra Nelson.
And could you verify the shipping address for me?
If I ordered something, it would be 450 North Elm Street, apartment 262, West Carrollton, Ohio, 45449.
Okay, ma'am. So it looks like here that on March 6th, you started a 14-day trial with us and ordered our Hype Fitness watch. It looks like the 14-day trial ended, so you had to pay for the watch, which was $69.97.
Yeah, but I've been charged this three times. I didn't order a watch.
It shows that you got the watch. It shows that it was delivered to you on March 10th. You ordered it on March 6th, 4 days after it was delivered for the 14-day trial. So you received it for 14 days for free. Then after the 14 days, you had to pay for it, which was $69.97.
But I didn't receive anything.
It shows it was delivered on March 10th.
But it wasn't.
Okay, ma'am. Well, if you don't have the product, I can give you the tracking number, but you would actually have to contact United States Postal Services to see where it was delivered.
Why would that keep charging on my debit card?
We haven't charged you since March 21st.
24, and it was also charged on 322. I have two different charges plus a charge for 966.
Yes, so I do assure you we haven't charged you other than on March 6th for the 792 and then March 21st for the 69.97. Other than that, we have not charged you anything else.
Well, my debit card was charged on 324. I did not get this product.
Yes, ma'am. So that's why I was saying that I can give you the tracking number and you would have to contact United States Postal Services to see if it was wrongfully delivered or if it was misplaced or it was left anywhere it wasn't supposed to be.
Well, I can tell you it was misplaced because I didn't order it and I didn't get it.
Yes, ma'am. So I can
I
go ahead and give you this tracking number. Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and give you the tracking number so you can give it to USPS and let them know that you didn't receive your product that you had to pay for.
Well, why would I try to track something that I didn't order?
Yes, you would try to track it because if you want a refund, you have to send it back.
I can't.
But you
send
don't
it
have it.
Back if I don't
right.
Have
so
it.
That's why you would track it with USPS, ma'am.
And then what?
If you would let them know that you didn't receive the product, and if they let you know that where it was and you can be able to find it, then we can refund you. But unless we have that product, we cannot refund you.
What do you mean you can't refund me?
You would have to send
I
the
didn't.
Product back. You would have to send the
I
product back in order
it,
to get a refund.
And I didn't order it.
Well, it shows that you ordered
I,
it, ma'am, and it shows they will deliver it to your shipping address.
How would I be charged that without ordering it? And it was charged. This is the third time I've been charged this amount. I have a dispute going on with the bank on it.
Okay. So, yes, even with the dispute process, you're actually, in order to get a refund, you still have to send the product back.
But you've charged me three times.
We have only charged you once. We have not charged you three times, I do assure you.
It has been taken off of my debit card three times. And evidently,
yes, ma'am,
we
assure you
guys
that
did charge me or it wouldn't have made it to my bank.
Yes, ma'am. So I do assure you that we haven't charged you other than on March 26th. I'm sorry, March 21st. That was the last time you were charged anything.
No. I was charged three different times on you.
Okay, well, there's a way that you can call your bank to get the numbers off of those for those companies, that you can contact those or see if there's another number that you can call on those charges.
You are the place that charged them.
Yes, are those all three the same numbers?
Yes, they are.
Okay, well, I do assure you, ma'am, that we haven't charged you anything else.
Well, evidently, somebody charged me from your company.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it wasn't
they're showing
our company.
Up on my bank.
Yes, ma'am. I do assure you that we have not charged you anything, ma'am, other than on March 21st.
Yeah, you have.
Okay,
like
so you just
charges.
So are you ready for the tracking number so I can give it to USPS once you contact them?
Why am I going to have to track it whenever I didn't order it?
Yes, ma'am. So it's your information. So it shows that it's going back to you that you ordered it. You may not have done it, but it's your information. So they will go based off of yours.
And whenever I find out it was lost somewhere, you're still going to charge me?
No, ma'am. You would have to at least try to track the package or find it in order to get a refund because you have to send it back.
I can't send it back if it's lost. And
okay. Is your email Sandy MC 9952@gmail.com?
RNC, yes.
And then is your phone number 937-603-8257?
Yes.
And does your card number end in 3668?
The one it was charged on did.
And is your shipping address 450 North Elm Street, apartment 262, Dayton, Ohio?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, well, this is all your information. No one else's.
But I didn't receive anything.
Okay, so that's why you would contact USPS.
And then whenever they tell me it was delivered and it wasn't delivered here,
there's really nothing they can do either, because if they show that, yes, we delivered it to the right address, then there's really nothing that we can do. You would have to pay for their product.
This is crazy. It really is. Okay, my bank will take care of you guys with the other three charges I have, I'm sure.